Good morning. 00 hours.
Mostly cloudy.
52 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
53 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Partly cloudy.
49 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Mostly cloudy.
48 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Mostly clear.
50 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Mostly clear.
48 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Partly cloudy.
48 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Partly sunny.
48 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Sunny.
50 degrees.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Zulu Romeo.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Zulu Romeo, I believe. This is November 8, Lima Juliet, November. Good morning.
Good morning to you. How is the day going so far?
Well, I just hopped in the car on the way to work and I heard you call out within a minute, so I was hoping I wasn't interrupting something. I'm doing well, and you?
Doing fantastic. I live in New Hudson, and I work here in the Lansing area, so just on my way in to work as well. Enjoying the traffic. Can't wait until the truck is all done. And not quite sure what the weather's going to be like. Hopefully it's going to be a decent day. So I can get on the radio again tonight. How about you?
Well, I'm doing okay with the weather here. It's a bright, sunny day in Lapeer County. We're on the far east end of our range, and great to hear Lansing stations coming in. And I hope this weather holds out so I can mow tonight after work. And you?
I got to finish mowing the lawn last night, thank God. I was so grateful to get it done. I've had a lot of rain in the New Hudson area lately, so pretty dry enough to get it all down and have the car look at decent. It was pretty nice. Sorry, I'm merging into traffic. But, yeah, I'll I'm a tech right now. I'm studying for the general. Some of the questions I'm having a hard time on. I'm not just studying the answers. I'm trying to actually learn the material. It's taking a little longer than I'd hope. But you know, again, I want to know what I'm talking about and understand fully. And I'm enjoying the hobby to death. I'm doing satellite communications and just having fun. How about you?
I'm getting a lot of static coming through on your end. You're about 80% readable. I'm putting the pieces together, but is it my end? Am I coming through clear on your end?
You're coming clear on my end. I'm just on a little handheld Baofeng radio 10 watt.
All right, very well. Yeah, it's impressive how well those little machines work. We are training up operators here in Lapeer County, and we always do a lot of coaching with the Baofeng because, as we like to say, it is the gateway drug to amateur radio.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I got certified back in February, and I got a ICOM IC7300, and I've been, you know, going through the manual and trying to figure out how to, you know, do all the settings. Been listening to people all around the world, and I just can't wait to get certified and start to be able to actually communicate. Over.
Well, Roger that. That is a great radio. I've got a 7410 myself. It is a used one. It's a little more than 10 years old, but I really like it. It's a beast. It weighs 23 pounds. So it's not nice and light like the 7300, which is darn near portable. Good on you for that. And did I hear you're experimenting with satellite? And how are you doing that with your Baofeng?
Yes, I got an Aero 2 satellite antenna. It's circularly polarized. Excuse me. It's got a diplexer. So I use the Baofeng dual band, and I'm able to, you know, connect through like the repeater on the ISS and others. So it's pretty fun. Just enjoy it. You know, like go out in the yard and, you know, watch the map that's on my cell phone and aim to where it's supposed to be.
Well, fantastic. That is a part of the hobby I have yet to explore. But we have a couple that we trained up a few years ago that are up at the general class now. But one of the things they greatly enjoy is satellite radio here in the county. And they did a demonstration for us at Field Day. And we just had a blast watching the phone and tracking the satellite across the sky and pointing the antenna. They did a bang-up job. It's really impressive what they're doing. And I think they're going to do a presentation for us at one of the club meetings coming up this fall. So really looking forward to that. So many things in this hobby to do. NADLJN.
Yes, I'm absolutely loving it. It's so much fun. Had I known about this, I'm 55, almost 56. Had I known about this in my 20s, oh my God, I would have loved life. It's so much fun. But anyway, I'm finally pulling up to work now. I wanted to say thank you very much for the contact today. Hope you have a fantastic day in 73.
73 to you as well. Have a great day. Enjoy the weather. This is NADLJN. Clear.
Good morning, 0900 hours, sunny, 52 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 56 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 60 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 66 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Partly sunny. 65 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 67 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Rain. 67 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Showers. 63 degrees.
KKL monitoring.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Showers. 64 degrees. VHF hub, disconnected. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Partly sunny. 60 degrees.
Good evening and welcome to the Lapeer County Net. This net meets every Tuesday evening at 8 p.m. on the W8LAP repeater. This repeater is owned and operated by the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Association, and the repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, W8YRC. My name is Vicki, N8VLC, and I will be your net coordinator, your net control operator this evening. If you would, when checking in, please give me your call sign slowly, along with your name and location. At this time, if there are any mobile or portable stations wishing to check in, please call now.
W8KPL.
Okay, I got you, W8KPL. Please stand by. Any stations with announcements for the net, please call now. I will now take general check-ins. Those wishing to join our net this evening, please call now.
This is N8LJN, Larry in Metamora.
KC8VHA, Dick at Barnes Lake.
Okay, I've got W8KPL, Kevin, N8LJN, Larry, and KE8, Dick, what was the rest of your call sign, please?
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Hotel Alpha.
Gotcha that time. Thanks, Dick. All right. We'll begin the rotation this evening, and I'm going to start with you, Kevin, W8KPL, N8VLC.
N8VLC, W8KPL. Not a whole lot going on this week. I'm glad to hear you working the net today. It's kind of nice to hear a change of voices on there. And so far you're doing a good job. I'm not. I forgot to give you my name when I checked in, but I'll get it sooner or later. Just working on antennas and working. And that's really about it. So WAKPL back to net.
Well, Kevin, it's nice to hear you, too. We will have to get together, by the way, at some point. You're remarkably busy, and evidently so are we, and we're going to try to get away as well at some point after the holiday. In fact, we planned a trip down to the Big Ham Fest, Swap Meet, whatever it is, and really looking forward to that. So, I am going to turn this back to Larry, your net, N8LJN, N8VLC, and standby Dick.
N8VLC and everyone on the net, this is N8LJN. Hey, Vicki, thank you so much for running the net. I was looking at my radio, and 8 o'clock was going by, and I see my S-meter going, but no sound coming out. What do you know? That volume control, I tell you, you got to remember to turn that up. So that was my little glitch tonight, but thanks so much for taking the net. Greatly appreciate it. Let's see. Well, the big fun was Saturday. I was with Patrick Grinnells, and we were at the Crim, and we were both on the 10-mile run, and had a good time with that. It was very interesting, a lot different than other service events I've done, and a number of downrunners. When I ran that event, I never really recognized how many injured runners there were, but the crew was quite busy with keeping track of people in need of help, and they did a very good job. So good on the Radio Club. Good. Nice job. Well, that's it for this round. This is NELJN. Back to net.
Yeah, I saw that lovely picture of the two of you on Slack. It was great. I loved it. I'm glad you guys had such a good time. I think doing something like that would be a lot of fun. But, okay, we've got Dick next, KC8ZHA. This is N8VLC. Go ahead, Dick.
Well, good evening, everybody. About all I've been doing here, I've been playing electrician tonight. I bought a new light for the front of my garage right up at the peak, and it worked, turned right on like it was supposed to, and then that night it turned right on and off like it was supposed to, and the daylight came, and the next night it was a little slow, and the third night, nothing. So I guess I'll be taking it back to where I got it. It looks like the photocell ceased to work because the bulb still works. So back to you, Vicki, KC8VHA.
Well, Dick, I think the Chinese are laughing at you. I know, I hate when we buy stuff like that and you go through all the trouble of, first of all, picking out the one you think is going to work. You go to all the trouble of installing it and then you've got to return it. Take it out, start all over again. That's very, very frustrating. But I know exactly where you're at. We kind of go through that on a weekly basis over here. But all right, that is our first round. It was a shorty, and I'm going to ask if there are any new check-ins for the net, and if there are, we'd love to hear from you.
KD8YUK.
KD8YUK, go ahead.
Well, hey, Vicki, good to hear you. Sounds like you're running the net tonight. Woohoo! This has been my first check-in in a little while. I am so glad I had a chance to break away from work and hop on. I'm looking forward to hearing who else is on the net. Good evening, all. This is Kitty AYUK. Back to net.
Well, nice to hear from you, Garrett. Hang on. I think there might be another check-in. Hold on just a sec.
KE8ZTX. This is Terry.
Okay, KE8ZTX, I was wondering if you were going to check in this evening. I think I'm going to let you go ahead. Hold on just a moment.
Well, welcome everybody to the net tonight, and glad to hear there's at least some participation. Gary, haven't heard you in a while. Glad to hear you. Not a whole lot going on. Just playing around, still trying to work out some satellite issues, and they don't seem to like me nearly as much as they like the missus. They answer a lot faster than they answer me, but you know, that's just the way it goes. So we'll work that out. But I'm definitely enjoying the lead-in towards fall in this cooler weather. I mean, I am much appreciative of the drop in temperature, and hopefully we can get out and enjoy it even more than what we have been able to. So like I said, Vicki said, you know, we're talking about going down to Findlay. We'll see how that turns out with that ham fest down there. It's supposed to be a pretty decent size, so kind of curious to see what goes on down there, and we'll all let you know what we find out. And for now, I guess that's about it. KE8ZTX, back to net.
Okay, then. Do I have any more check-ins before we start our second round? Please call now. Okay, let's get this ball rolling again. Kevin, W8KPL, this is NADLC.
NADLC, W8KPL. Yeah, I'm going to make this short and sweet. I'm getting quite a bit of picket fencing on here, and it's kind of driving me nuts. So I'm just going to say that glad to hear you, Vicki. Yeah, let's try and get together sometime soon. And W8KPL, back to net.
Yeah, we'll figure it out, Kevin. And hey, give Mel my best. Tell her we miss her. And yeah, we will get together at some point pretty soon. It's been a while. So, all right, Larry, N8LJN, N8DLC.
N8DLC, N8LJN. Well, let's see. I had a couple of things, but I'll let Garrett talk about the tech training coming up. We are, Lee, N8LJ, and myself are arranging a wire antenna tech event. And we have targeted October 25th, Saturday, October 25th, because there's just too darn much going on in amateur radio in September. And so if you're interested in how to put together a wire antenna or would like one from 10 meters to whatever you want, that's what we'll be doing. So if anybody out there listening is interested in that, look for that coming up at the next meeting. At least the announcement and the sign-up. And, darn, seemed to me there was something else, but I'll let Garrett talk about the technician training coming up. N8LJN, back to net, and Vicki, thank you so much for running the net. Greatly appreciate that. You're doing a great job.
Well, thanks for that. And I think I'm going to be running it a lot more often, so I'll get a little bit better at it. But speaking of announcements, we will be having at our next meeting a gentleman by the name of Clint Bradford, who is the foremost authority, evidently, on beginning satellites for beginners. And you probably have everything you need in your shack just to get started and be very successful at it. He gives Zoom presentations all over the country to different clubs and so forth, and we are lucky enough to have him for our September presentation, and I'm really looking forward to it. I've seen some of his presentation, and it's really good, and I want to put something out on Facebook and the Slack channel to try to get as much participation as we can, because there was some interest generated at Field Day, and I think that this guy can just make it seem so simple for us and answer all of our questions, and I'm really looking forward to it. So there's an announcement for you. So anyway, that said, I am going to hand it over to Dick, KC8DHA, and BLC. Take it away, Dick.
Yeah, everything sounds good there about the September meeting and stuff. Hope to be there. Other than that, everything's going fine here. I am going to go camping next week. I'm on the way over to Davison to Outdoor Adventures, just see if I can get in the repeater from there. I've tried before and wasn't able to, but we'll see what happens. I guess I could always go through the internet, but so back to you, KC8VHA, back to net.
Well, have fun on your outdoor adventure, Dick. Yeah, we're going to take our camper down to Findlay, so I'm really looking forward to getting out of town. So enjoy yourself, and we'll talk to you hopefully next week. All right, Garrett, KD8YUK, NABLC.
NABLC in the net. This is KD8YUK. Larry, thanks for the handoff. Yeah, I'm excited to announce that the fall technician class is available for registration on the website. We're going to run October 6th through November 24th. That's 8 weeks straight, no breaks, no interruptions, no other fall-der-all. It'll be Monday evening from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And we are looking for our next collection of soon-to-be licensed amateur operators for the technician class, licensing class. Super excited to be back in the saddle with Larry and Scott, and hopefully Russ. I haven't heard him lately, but I think he's still kicking. So we're super excited to bring that to everybody. The other thing I've got going on is I've started learning about not just packet radio. So Vicki and Terry were at the recent ARIES meeting. We were talking about that. But I've started learning about hosting like a whole packet bulletin board service, BBS, bulletin board system, back from the 90s. And I have learned that if you have a little bit of technical capacity, I might have just a thimble full, you can even set up like what they used to call door games and other events beyond just sending packet data. So I've kind of fallen down that rabbit hole and looking to do some research. I've got all the technology, and now it's just a matter of building things out. So with that, I will turn it back to Nat. This is KDAY-UK.
Well, Garrett, I'd be extremely interested in that because I'm really, talk about a rabbit hole. I need another rabbit hole, right? But I am really interested in the whole packet radio thing. So I'm going to let you work on that for a while, and then maybe you can get with the two of us and tell us what you found out and what I need to do and pick your brain a wee bit. I'm really interested in what you come across. That sounds pretty cool. So keep that in mind, TV Play. All right. AEAZTX and AVLC.
And AVLC is KEAZTX. Well, Garrett, you know what? There are just so many wonderful rabbit holes to go down in ham radio, it's unbelievable. And it's just every place you turn, every place you look, there's something new to investigate and to learn about. And I don't know if I can live long enough to learn all of it. I'm getting kind of old. I should have started this 50 years ago. But it is a lot of fun. And the more you can help with that, when it comes to packet radio and everything, the more we will appreciate it. So let us know what you find out, and we'll see where we can take it. But that's about all I got for now. So KEAZTX, back to NAZLC.
Well, thanks, everybody. Now I'm going to ask if there's anybody out there lurking that would like to chime in before we close this net up. Please call now if there is. Got any other further business or rechecks, you guys? Let me know. Well, I am going to say good evening, and thanks, everyone, for joining in. And I want to wish you all a good evening, and I will now conclude the Lapeer County Net and return the repeater to normal amateur use. 7-3, y'all. NAZLC.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 59 degrees. VHF hub connected to Lapeer VHF. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 57 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 49 degrees.